People getting ready for their Thanksgiving Day holidays with family. And I want to interview my wife, Madeline, who, by the way, gave me a D on the relationship report card. That's why I kind of wanted to bring this story up. About our first Thanksgiving as a married couple, and my family is all in town, and she's meeting a lot of members of my family for the very first time because we had extended family there. So it's kind of a big deal. And then I asked her to kind of relay what happened when she was cooking Thanksgiving Day dinner that day.
You set the fire alarms off.
I did not set the fire alarms off.
It wasn't a big deal, just that we had a pie that just dripped in the oven. And
we?
You.
What did you do that Thanksgiving?
I actually walked to the Albertsons to get something from the store, and on the way back, that's when the fire trucks passed.
What's that?
A violin for... Oh, you had to trek to the store.
No, I'm just saying you asked me what I did. That's where I was when the fire trucks came to the house.
Yes. See how my wife is trying to deflect this because...
She knows what's coming?
Yeah. I'm walking back from the Albertsons, and I see... first of all, I hear this noise. I don't know what it is, and I see fire trucks rush past me, and I'm about two blocks from my house, and then I see them stop in front of my house.
Wow, what a scary feeling that has to be.
Yes, and then we had just gotten married. Yeah, and so, you know, I start running for the house, and here's my wife, Madeline, to tell you what happened, you know, why they were there.
Yeah, I stuck a pecan pie in the oven, and anybody that has baked pecan pie knows that sometimes it bubbles up and can land on the bottom of your oven.
It really wasn't a big deal, but what did we not know about our house?
Oh, my goodness, that it had, like, this massive alarm system.
Like a fire horn.
Yes, it could be heard from like a 10-mile radius.
And we're not really exaggerating because this house, we hadn't been in it very long. It did have this ridiculous alarm system that was over the top. But part of it was the fire alarm was a horn. A massive horn, like something that you would use for like a tornado warning at a harbor to bring the ships in.
So it wasn't like it was tied in electronically to the fire department. They just heard the horn.
Yes, I could hear the horn like almost as soon as I got out of the Albertsons, which is like blocks away. And it was like, bahooga, bahooga. Like, what is that noise? And then I see the fire trucks like rushing past me.
The neighbors are the ones that called 911.
Well, I could hear it, like, walking, like, two blocks away, I started hearing the horn.
Right, and then if I recall, you come running home, like, you ran into the front door, like, you know, is everybody okay? And meanwhile, I'm telling everybody to hide from the fire truck because I was so embarrassed. I'm like, nobody, get out from in front of the window, hide.
It's my mom and dad behind a couch because my new wife told him to hide.
We're a family of shame. We need to hide.
Probably got about 40 calls because the whole neighborhood heard that fire horn.
Did she even answer the door when the firefighters approached? Or did she let them knock it down?
Well, no, they came in. They came in. We told them what was going on and everything. And by the way, we immediately the next day went up there and disconnected the fire horn. You know, the smoke alarm that you have in your house is more than enough. You don't need a fire horn. That sounds like...
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.